Joel Embiid might be the best player in every single series.
Somehow they make the finals, I wouldn't be shocked. And that goes for the 76ers
Embiid,
as well.
Before getting hurt, had the highest, was on pace for the highest PER since the NBA-ABA merger in history when he got hurt. Joel Embiid is balling. Tyrese Maxey's healthy. The Sixers have won 8 games in a row. They almost avoided the play-in game. Sam, can the 76ers make some noise in the playoffs?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And before me, always my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
I mean, they sure can. And I think that if they win this game against the Miami Heat, what, they play the 2-seed Knicks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I was the Knicks, I want to go get that 2-seed. If I have to play even against the Heat. You know, I think the biggest thing for the 76ers here is usually having to play in the play-in game. And if you win that, you know, play-in game, both these teams, Heat and Sixers, probably are dying to win this play-in game because you don't want to play the Boston Celtics if you end up in that 8th seed. Playing against the Knicks without Julius Randle, I mean, if you ask me, I take the Sixers in 5 or 6. Like, I like Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. They're not that
crazy. I was going to say you're crazy for going 5 or 6, but then I thought about it. You know, you're not that crazy. I love what Jalen Brunson's doing. He is just balling. Like, what watching him at Madison Square Garden is like, they love him over there, right? He is New York as New York can be. He's from New York and he plays for the Knicks. But you tell me in that series, who's the best player in that series?
Embiid.
Who's the second best player in that series?
Brunson.
Brunson slightly over Maxey?
No, I mean, Brunson's like maybe like 4th MVP right now or 5th.
Right, but I wonder if you put – but we've seen Tyrese Maxey drop 50 points in the game multiple times this year, and we saw what he did – like the points he put up without Embiid. I also go Brunson is better than Maxey. I totally agree with you there. But I wouldn't say it's like the biggest jump ever. Like you, the 76ers are going to have 2 of the 3 best players in that series.
Yeah, but I mean, Brunson, I don't know. That's a topic that I love to know other people's opinions on because I think I don't even think it's close. Like Maxey's a great number 2. Brunson's a number 1 on the 2nd seed.
Yeah, you're probably right.
New York Knicks. I mean, like hear that out for a second. Remember, Brunson went off in the playoffs with the Mavs and Luka, and they really wanted him to stay. Then he goes to New York, and he's led them to the 2-seed. When's the last time the New York Knicks were the 2-seed?
I think they were the 2-seed the year of Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, they were the 1-seed, I think, that year.
You're right.
2013.
Yeah.
So 11
it's
years ago.
You're right. Yeah. It's Brunson. But I'm just saying they have 2 out of the 3 best players. OG Anunoby is never healthy. But the crazy thing here is that coaching matchup because you got Nick Nurse, who is an amazing coach, and Tom Thibodeau, who'd be an amazing coach. So, once you get out of that, okay, so let's say whoever wins, let's say the Sixers go ahead and beat the Knicks, right? They win the Heat, beat the Heat, beat the Knicks. And then you play a fucked up and banged up Bucks team or the Pacers. All of a sudden, you're talking about making a run all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, which, by the way, Joel Embiid has never got past the 2nd round in his career.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2 things there. One, I want to rephrase something I said about the Maxey Brunson thing.
Okay.
Brunson is this much better than Maxey right now, number 1. Maxey's like ascending right now. I think Brunson's at his peak now, officially. Like,
yeah, I don't. If we see a better Brunson in this, that'd be
crazy. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson's not going to like all of a sudden become like, I don't know. He's not going to become Derrick Rose, you know, next year, like Russell Westbrook next year. This is the peak. Maxey's still got time to get to that peak. And number 2 is when you're the number 2 player and a lot of attention's on Embiid as the number 1. The matchup between Brunson and Maxey, they might look just as good as each other when all the attention's on Brunson and Embiid, and then Maxey's like the number 2 guy out here. He could outplay Brunson because the attention's not on him, because he's like that type of guy. When he has his opportunities, it works out. But moving forward, if they win that series,
they also have to beat the Heat tonight.
Yeah, I mean this is. There's a lot of interesting stuff that goes on with this series, right? Or with this, I guess, this whole Eastern Conference playoff. The play-in situation for the NBA, both on the West and the East. I mean, yesterday we did the videos on this page about the West, right? About the Warriors and about the Lakers. And, like, it's – we're talking about, like, people with generational talent on these teams, right? And teams that actually – can the Warriors make a run? I mean, shit, I guess. And the eighth seed, maybe, yeah. if they have to win two games in a row, but they could make a run. And the Lakers, could they? I mean, I guess. And then you go to the East, you have both these teams. You're like, oh, the Miami Heat? Like, oh, yeah, the team that was in the play-in last year and made the NBA Finals, and the team that went to the NBA Finals in 2020 as well. And then you have the Sixers, like, oh, they're in the play-in game, but they've won seven in a row, and Embiid's back, and he's playing at an MVP level. It's kind of crazy how it's worked out that two teams on both sides, the East and West, are like teams that if somehow they make the finals, I wouldn't be shocked. And that goes for the 76ers as well. Like, if they make a run, like you said, if they can beat the Heat tonight, I think they can beat the Heat. I mean, beat the Knicks. They could beat the Pacers or the Bucks, especially the way, you know, with all due respect to Haliburton and Siakam, I think Embiid can win that series. And the Bucks, if they get through that Pacers series, maybe they'll flip a switch, but they haven't been like the scariest team. All of a sudden, okay, yeah, you face Boston probably, but I don't know. Like, if you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a 7-game series. Anyone can win it. So it's like, it's crazy that on both playing sides, there's two teams on each side. There's four playing teams this year that I'm like, I mean, it's not crazy if they make a run to the finals. And the Sixers are one of those teams.
Yeah. And I mean, let's just like kind of look at it how it is. First of all, Joel Embiid might be the best player in every single series minus the Bucks series, right? And Joel Embiid, before getting hurt, was on pace for the highest PER since the NBA-ABA merger in history when he got hurt. Joel Embiid is also kind of rested up. His legs, I know he was hurt, but he's also rested up now. And we saw that at the end of the season when they went on an 8-game winning streak. So I guess for me, I wouldn't find it absurd if the Sixers, like you said, made it all the way to the NBA Finals. I'm not picking them to go to the NBA Finals. I'm still picking the Celtics to make the NBA Finals because they've just been so much better than everyone else. And it feels like kind of
they're not going to make it, I promise. They always let you down. The Tatum Brown thing always like lets you down last minute.
Well, they made the finals a couple of years ago. They can great. They'll get to the finals and let you down.
They'll
there.
Let you down. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll let you down at the finals.
How many Eastern Conference Finals or Finals have they lost in the last like 6 years? Like four of them.
Yeah, five of them. I think if they make the Eastern Conference Finals, I think it'll be Jason Tatum's fifth Eastern Conference Final, if not six already. That's crazy. Is pretty insane for his age. But the point is, like, okay, the best player in this series, we'll start with the play-in game. The best player in the play-in game is Joel Embiid. The best player in the Knicks and Sixers series would be Joel Embiid. The best player in the Bucks aren't even going to have Giannis for the start of the series.
Let's assume Pacers.
Let's assume the Pacers because we don't know what Giannis's health is. And Embiid's the best player.
Yeah, they're going to go they might lose two or three games before Giannis can even come back. So.
Yeah. Embiid's the best player. Against the Celtics, I know everyone loves Jason Tatum, but you know who's the best player would be on that floor?
Yeah, Embiid.
Embiid. And when you have the best player in the series, it's not even a debate in my opinion either. So when you have the best player in every single series potentially, you can make a run. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And you know, for most of those series, most, not all of them, I would say Maxey could be close to the best number two in most of them. Not for sure the best, but like at par. I mean,
let's do it. Let's do those three series. Let's see who'd be the best.
That's what I was saying. The Knicks series, he'd be easily the best two right now because Randall's out. Even if Randall was playing, I'd probably give Maxey an edge. Haliburton and Siakam. I mean, I know Siakam gets a lot of love, but I would say it's pretty even between him and Maxey as a number two.
Right.
And
in this style of NBA, Maxey.
Yeah, me too. And in the style of NBA, I would take Maxey. And then what was the next one?
Jaylen Brown.
Celtics. You'd have to lean Jaylen Brown a little bit. Right. Yeah. But for the most part, it's like, you know, that Maxey will match up as the good number two for against most teams. Now, obviously, it depends who you're playing. If you play the Bucks, you have to give Damian Lillard the nod.
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, and this doesn't – the reason I rephrased what I said earlier is I don't want it to come across as, like, disrespect towards Tyrese Maxey. Because I think, like I said when I said about the Brunson thing, I think Maxey's ascending still, right? When I say these things, I'm not talking about what he can be. I'm just talking about, like, today Tyrese Maxey is not at his peak yet. Like,
Correct.
You know, maybe in 2 years from now, if he plays a 40-year-old Damian Lillard, he'd be the better player. But right now, like, Maxey's still ascending. I think what they really – this team, like, you're the coach of the Sixers. You're the GM of the Sixers. You are really praying that they can win this playing game and get in at least to the second round. Because if this team, like you said, they've never even – Embiid's never made it out of the second round. But if they can't even get to the second round this year, that's a disaster. Like, they got to get him.
It's just hard, though, because, like, honestly, it's just injuries. If they didn't get injured, they'd probably be the second seed. And then all of a sudden, New York's the third seed, and they'd be playing, I don't know, Atlanta. Who knows what happened.
Or the Heat.
Or the Pacers. Like, oh, God, the Heat. Yeah, but, yeah, so I just think they can make a run. That's kind of my just whole synopsis here. I'm not saying they're going to make a run. A lot of things can happen. But the Sixers could make a run here in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they can. I think it's just tonight's, or that's not tonight, I guess, tomorrow. It doesn't matter, whenever you're listening to this. That play-in game is going to be a fun one. I mean, we're talking about two teams, like we said, that have a realistic opportunity to be a play-in team that, like, if they made the finals, you wouldn't be shocked. So it's going to be that's a hell of a play-in game.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for watching. This is Hoops on Tap, coming up at least. It's called Yes, We Ball right now, but keep your eye out. We're going to be changing the name to Hoops on Tap. My name is George. With me is...
I'm Sammy.
And we're part of the Sports on Tap for our football content. And you'll see all the links in the description for us and all our channels. So, and if you are a fan of Seattle sports, we have our Seattle sports stuff. We'll link that down below as well.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you guys.